BBC Radio Berkshire. This is Howard
Hughes, Howard Hughes. Well, that's a big relief. I was wondering who it might be. Well, time to talk technology. You know, we do this at the same slot, in the same position, each and every week. And the man who delivers, we call him the mailman here because he always delivers. His name is Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. How are you, Fevzi?
I'm stunned. Thank you.
But are you stunned and amazed or just stunned?
No, stunned, but in a good way.
The mailman. You've got a new name now. You always deliver. Let's hope we can deliver a little more this week. First of all, self-driving taxis in Singapore. Apparently, they're all the rage.
Yeah, so we had the story last week, didn't we, that Ford were planning autonomous vehicles for about 5 years' time, and then hours later, Uber announced that actually they were going to actually put some of these self-driving vehicles on the road instantly. Now, another company, an American company actually called Newtonomy, has done a deal with the government in Singapore to put self-driving taxis on the road there. Now, it is a trial, so that means that these vehicles, although they are self-driving, will at the moment have drivers in them just in case anything goes wrong, and for those passengers that are the guinea pigs, they get a free ride.
I read a report that Uber wants to move in this direction ultimately, starting a trial anyway.
Yeah, so Uber is doing a nearly identical trial in one city in, I think it was,
Philadelphia, Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. So they're doing a similar trial. So I guess it's interesting because it's here, it's real, it's isn't any longer the stuff of science fiction. Real passengers are getting into real vehicles and being taken to locations. Now, these are what are called scale 4 autonomous vehicles. That's to say that they can be completely autonomous, but they're only really designed to work in a particular type of environment. So in this one, it would be an urban environment. What they haven't done yet is have a car that can do motorway driving and then urban and then, you know, other types of driving as well. So that will be the next step. But they're real.
Right. I don't know how they would cope on the roads of Berkshire, but maybe one of these days we'll see. Let's get to the gadget of the week now, Fevzi. It is called, intriguingly enough, and it's not cheap, this thing, the Kindle Oasis.
Yeah. So this is the top of the range from Amazon. So Amazon produce a range of Kindles starting from $59.99 and heading up towards... Well, for the Wi-Fi version only of the Oasis, it's $269.99. For Wi-Fi plus 3G, which I suggest most people wouldn't need, it's $329.99. This is easily the best Kindle and ebook reader I've ever used, and in that sense, it's fantastic. The problem is the price. It is better than the other Kindles in the range, but whether it's that much better is a matter of choice and how much spare change you have in your pocket. So it's a 6-inch screen, much like every other Kindle in the range. It's got 300 dots per inch on the screen, which is the same as the top three in the range, including this one. It's a very interesting design because the bezel at the top and the bottom is very narrow, and on one edge is very narrow, but on the right or left edge, depending on which way you want to hold the device up, it's a thicker bezel. It's about two centimetres of bezel. And the reason for that is they've designed it so that you can hold it in one hand from the edge. So instead of having to wrap your hands round it, you know, thumb on one edge and fingers grasping round the other, or
you can balance it with this. I've got it, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that, and it's actually not flat at the back, so the handle bit is thicker than the rest of it as well. But it's extremely light. Without the case, the case snaps on, and the case is interesting and worthy of note, but without the case, it weighs 131 grams. With the case, that goes up to 238 grams. Now, the reason why the case weighs a bit is because some of the battery is in the device, and some of it is built into the case, and it just snaps on like that. It's a sort of magnetic, and it locks on, and it substantially increases the battery life as well. So when you plug it in, to the charger. It charges both the Kindle and the battery inside the case from a single charger. And if the device starts to deplete, you attach it to its case. And you can read books with the case on. You can just sort of flip back the cover and still hold it comfortably in one hand.
Right, so you don't have to face that imminent problem of the battery running out and you being left with nothing.
No, but having said that, you see, Kindles, because they have these monochrome screens, the batteries last for weeks anyway. I mean, they last for weeks even on the model that costs £60. So what are you paying for with this one?
Because we've got to say that whichever model you go for, Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi plus 3G, they're the thick end of £300, more or less.
Well, no, because the cheapest one is £60. The cheapest one that I would recommend is $109.99. That's the Kindle Paperwhite. And then there's a model above that at $169.99, which is the Kindle Voyage. But the Oasis is a good deal more. Well, look, first of all, it's a beautiful piece of design, and it sits really nicely and comfortably in the hand. You almost don't know you're holding it. It's so light. I mean, 131 grams is nothing, really.
And I can hear you've got it there for demonstration. It's like Blue Peter.
Yeah, I'm holding up to the microphone. Can you see? And the nice thing is it's got physical buttons on that, you know, that wide bezel bit. So when you hold it in your hand, and it works well for left-handers because you just flip it round and the screen rotates. But when you hold it in your hand, you've got the page forward and backwards buttons accessible from the thumb without having to move your hand when you're holding it. So it's actually, for the first time, I think, more comfortable to read than a paperback.
Right, so this is a major step forward. We've got to crack on.
I would say so. 4 stars. It would have been 4.5 if it was a little bit cheaper.
Okay, got to crack on. Windows 10 update. I told you Windows 10 was the work of the devil. It's now affecting webcams.
Well, Windows 10 is not the work of the devil. Well, it depends on how much you value your privacy, I guess. But that's
Microsoft,
another thing. Yes, part of the anniversary upgrade, the one-year upgrade that they did, lots of new features and lots of improvements. Unfortunately, it broke the webcam on a few million Windows 10 machines. Microsoft say they're working on a fix. They haven't currently done that. A bit of a shame. Ironically, it even breaks the video link on Skype and Link, both of which are Microsoft products.
That's pretty serious. If you think of the millions upon millions upon millions of people who use Skype every day.
Yeah, yeah. And particularly because a lot of these updates will have gone in automatically. And yeah, businesses, the administrators of businesses, well, first of all, they wouldn't be running Windows 10 at this point. They'd still be running 7.
Or XP.
They'd recently have been kicked off XP for the most part. They'd be now running 7. But their administrators are extremely cautious about updates, and they really don't apply them until they're
and this morning, as they hear this, they'll be saying, well, you know, that justifies the policy of waiting just to see what happens.
Unfortunately, this is the sort of thing that happens. But yeah, so if your webcam has suddenly stopped running and you're running Windows 10, that's probably the reason why. Watch this space. There will be a fix for it shortly.
Gotta wait for the fix. Now, we're out of time. If people want to email you, contact you, tweet you, whatever, for tech advice, how do they do that?
You can tweet me at Gadget Detective on Twitter. Say hello. Or ask for advice, or if you would like to go to the website, it's www.gadgetdetective.com, where there is also a free tech advice forum.
Fevzi Turkamp, have a good week, and we'll talk in 7 days.
Cheers.
Howard Hughes, BBC Radio Berkshire. We are.